Right. Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see you this afternoon. I think the last time, well, I know the last time I was here was just before COVID. It's been the world has been dominated ever since. I think January 2020 was the last time I was here in person. I think I was online. And I was here. I prepared for today, and when I finishing up my preparation, I'm thinking to myself, I think I spoke on this maybe last time I was here. Thankfully, we just have the website. I went back and similar book, but not the same. You'll be glad to know, if you even remember, you maybe not remember that far back, all those messages you'll have heard since then. But anyway, I wouldn't want to come give you the same thing twice. If you don't know me, my name's Mark. Came to this church just as Lindsay prayed for those young kids next door and down the stairs. Came to this church all my childhood from about 10 or 11. Became a Christian here, met the Lord here, baptized here, married here. A big chunk of my life was in this place. It is a spiritual home for me, so as I always say, it's a privilege to come here and to share God's word with you this afternoon. That being said, I do like to keep things simple. I'm a simple guy. I like a simple message, a simple lesson from God. If you want the complicated stuff, we'll maybe get Steve up later. He's quite good at the complicated stuff from what I remember. He had to answer a lot of my questions when I was here, which sometimes were silly, but sometimes were very complicated. And he always said it in a way that I either got the answer or I was hoping he'd stop soon. Anyway, 2 Kings chapter 5 is where we're going to be reading from today. I'll be reading from the NIV, which is up behind me. So we'll start that. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 19. Now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now, bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's house. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking him the 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent this message: "Why have you torn your robes? Make the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and his chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are you not Abana or Pharpar?" This is why I normally get someone to do these readings for me. "Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. Couldn't I go and wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, My father, if the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you have not done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored, and he became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant. The prophet answered, As surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing. And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. If you will not, said Naaman, please let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry. For your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other God but the Lord. But may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down, he is leaning on my arm. I have to bow down there also. When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant for this. Go in peace, Elisha said, after Naaman had travelled some distance. I think there's a wee bit extra to go there. Oh, no, that's us. Good. I just finished it at a strange place. That's okay. So, pretty simple story from the Old Testament, and I think it gives us a great picture of God and how God works and how we work in our minds, how we can be. We start off with Naaman, who is a very important guy. You know, he's actually doing well in life when you look at it. He's a commander in an army. He's quite high up. He's quite respectable. You know, some folk see someone like that in their life, or they bump into someone like that and they say, oh, what do you do? And they go, oh, well, I do this, I do that, I do this, and I'm great and everything's good. And you go, wow, that's amazing. I wish I could be successful and good and great at that. He was the general of the Syrian army, but he did have a problem. He had leprosy, which back then was a big problem. We hear about leprosy quite a lot in the Bible. It never has really good consequences if you get leprosy back then. So that's the start of this part of the Bible that we're looking at. Now, you would have noticed in the first 7 verses, it talks about a girl, a young girl, who had been taken from, she was an Israelite, she had been taken into Syria, and she served in Naaman's household. Now, that's a very small part of that chunk that I just read, but it is really important. Why is it important? Well, it's important because it shows you that God's plans can be made in the everyday of life. That isn't really our everyday, because if I said to you, you were going to go home and someone was going to come into your home, take you and take you away to another land, and you would not see your family again, well, that isn't every day. But you get what I mean. This girl, she wasn't special the way that Naaman was special. He was a man of regard. He had an important role in life. People would look up to him and see him for that and think, wow, he is great. He is great. This young girl, she was just a slave. Probably a girl at that time in the Old Testament, slave, probably couldn't get much lower for a human being, if we're being honest, in that time. But